Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Talking about things that change you, that transform you, that make your life completely different. How about the Bible? If you're the Bible reading type, here's a quick question for you. How many Bibles do you actually have on your bookshelf? Do you have one, two, three, four, five, six, maybe more? I've got a few, quite a few different versions. Well, for 350 million people across the world, owning even one Bible is a luxury, not because of poverty or persecution, but because the Bible still hasn't been translated into their language. Well, now there's three Queenslanders, who have undertaken this radical awareness campaign. They're walking 2,000 kilometres to raise awareness about the 2,000 language groups still waiting for a Bible. Andrew Carnell is one of the walkers. He's the State Director of Operation Mobilisation in Queensland and is with us now. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Sheridan. Good evening.
Where are you now? You're a couple of days into the trip, aren't you?
That's right. We started on Tuesday. We've left Cairns and we've now travelled or walked 130 kilometres south to the township of Tully, which we find out is one of the wettest places in Australia. So that's where we are tonight.
Yeah, wow, Tully. It's been a few years since I've driven through there. So what have you seen along the way, just before we get into the actual reason why you're doing it? I mean, spending all these days just simply walking by the roadside must be interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's an area of the state that I haven't been in myself before. But basically the highways, each side of them has been a lot of cane fields, and a lot of bananas. That's probably the main.
That's all you can pass on.
Yeah, that's right.
Cane fields and bananas. So here you go. You're a few days into this 2,000 walk, and it's Cairns to what? In the end, you're making your way to Stanthorpe, aren't you?
That's right. All three of us that are walking are from the small town of Stanthorpe, right on the border of Queensland, New South Wales, and we're heading down there. So it happened to be 2,000 kilometres from Cairns to Stanthorpe. And as you say, we've just began this journey that will take us 81 days in total.
Okay. Why do the walk? I mean, what really inspired it in the first place? Obviously because you wanted to raise awareness about these 2,000 languages, but where came the idea of connecting the two?
Yeah, it came with one of the walkers, Sav, who works in translation himself. It's probably been an idea for 3 years now, and we've talked it over, and then I work with Operation Mobilisation and he works with Wycliffe, and together we put toward the two organisations a proposal to do it on a larger scale. And so, yes, developed over many years. But really, I guess it was birthed from just as we've shared this statistic over many years, the fact that many people are still unaware of this great need, and we just wanted to let other people know. And until people know about this need, we can't respond to it. So our desire is that people will become aware through this event.
So give us some statistics. How many languages actually do have a Bible and how many are waiting?
Yeah, so there's 451 full translations of the scripture, which is great, very encouraging. There's about 1,200 New Testaments. There's 1,990 languages that are actually in process, I guess.
In progress.
Nothing
okay.
In progress.
Yeah.
Nothing being published yet. And there's over 2,000 that not only don't have one scripture, but there's not even a person working with them as yet. So, you know, on one side, it's very encouraging to see what's already been done and what has been done over the last, say, 100 years. But then there's still a lot to do. But I think it's very doable as well.
When you add all those languages up, I mean, some of us wouldn't even realise there are that many languages actually being spoken of in the world right now. I mean, you said 450-odd that have got a complete Bible, 1,200 that only have the New Testament, a couple of thousand that are in progress, another couple of thousand that there's no progress in at all. Most of us wouldn't even realise that there are still that many languages in the world being spoken, let alone those languages that don't have a Bible.
That's right. There's 6,900 in total. And I think being in the country here in Australia where English is the majority language. It's a different scenario to, say, a place like Papua New Guinea, where there's 800 languages there, and even one of the walkers, Dave, has been recently to Nepal, and there's over 60 languages just in that country, small country, that haven't got scriptures at all as well. So, as you look at the world, there's a lot of different languages out there still waiting for their first scripture.
Do you have any idea how many people that actually represents, those 2,000 that are still waiting?
Yeah, there's 350 million people that are still waiting for
Actually, I've already said that. There you go.
Yeah.
Forgot my own statistic. So you're partnering up with Wycliffe Bible Translators for this event. I mean, they're probably the ones that are doing the majority of that work on those 2,000 other languages you said are in the process of being the Bible being written into those languages, yeah?
Yeah, Wycliffe is one of the major organisations working behind it, but the Bible Society and other organisations also have translation programs all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're doing the walk, and then what does everybody else do?
Well, there's a number of ways people can respond. We've got an Adopt a People Group project where they can go onto our website and look for a particular people group that they'd like to adopt and pray for them. So mm-hmm. prayer is obviously a key way that people can respond. We've got projects on our website if people would like to donate financially. We've got some projects they can look through there and contribute financially. And even I think one of our greatest desires is that people would just let others of their friends know about this need and just tell others, you know, whether it's through their Facebook page, they can follow on Facebook and, yeah, just basically getting awareness out about this need. And I think through awareness in the future, we'll see people respond to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The website is what? The2000walk.com and the numeral 2000 there, the2000walk.com. All right, Andrew. Well, all the best for the other, 70-odd days or something you've got to go until you make your way to Stanthorpe.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sheridan. It's been a great journey so far, and we look forward to meeting many people. We've been very encouraged by the people we've met along the way and their response to this to this challenge.
Mm, I bet so. Well, quite a stunt. Andrew Carnell there, State Director for Operation Mobilisation in Queensland, one of three walkers walking 2,000 kilometres from Cairns to Stanthorpe to raise awareness about 2,000 languages that the Bible is yet to be written in. That's 2,000 people groups that still don't have access to that book that has changed millions around the world throughout history.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.